Welcome to The Hitch, Week 6.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm a little stuffed up.
I know. My eyes have been itching like crazy.
Yeah.
The last 2 days. And I don't know what it is, but something's a-bugging us.
It is. But. It's day 49.
Yep.
We are still here in the Black Hills.
Going to be 50.
Day 50. Yeah.
Oof.
I know. That's a lot. And this morning we booked the last.
The last leg. Well, we still have one. We still need to do Wisconsin. But we need to do a little more research. And because we don't have internet or cell
right now, it's a little tricky. It takes a little bit of effort. So we booked up the last like week and a half.
Yeah.
And then we just have a couple of nights. A couple of nights we got to figure out, and then we actually still need to figure out where we're putting the trailer.
I know.
And but
we got to store her. We can't keep her where we live. So. Yeah,
she's got to go.
She's got to go somewhere, and hopefully a little closer than.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll take her out
last
again.
Place. Yeah, before, that's what I'm saying. Like if she's close by, then we can go visit her and take her out on weekends and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm really stuffed up.
Yeah.
I've been stuffed up all day.
Yeah.
Been sneezing. I think that when you go out at night, I'm going to sneeze, I think.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not. I'm going to pinch my nose, though. When you go out at night, like we just were, because we went out to do dishes again.
Mm-hmm.
Still green. We're still in the green.
I'm so proud of us.
But you realize there's just this like blue haze.
Yeah.
Hanging over.
Well, we're
the
in a valley too, so it's like it gets stuck in the valley, and you just feel like, and maybe that's what's bothering my eyes. But
I think that it's a funny thing because we've done one campfire.
Yeah,
in
only
49
one
days.
Only one.
We should probably do one again while we're here, but
for the kids.
But there are a lot of people to whom camping equals campfire.
Well, and some people who feel like they have to keep that campfire going, which I don't really agree with, even when they're not there. So we had some neighbors that did that. That is not great.
But the thing that's funniest to me is like you go buy these like super deluxe Class A's that are basically
like
driving around
in
a fancy condo.
Yeah.
And yet They're camping.
Hanging out.
They're making a campfire and they're really roughing it. And it's like, you're not really fooling anyone. You're driving the Thor Armada or whatever.
Right.
It's like, you're not camping.
Right. Where there's a family just down the road that's like, has one of those TVs that pops
TV.
Out of the side of their giant Class A and like bus style one.
And they're
sitting around the campfire, but they're watching TV.
A movie.
Now, I mean, I know we sound judgy because I'm sure there are people who are like, you have a fancy Airstream, and it's true.
Yeah.
So we were talking about this earlier today, just because there's so many huge, really fancy motorhomes here. Like, we're tiny again.
Yeah.
That's been a consistent thing throughout. And one, it seems very American to me that people get like super giant rigs. And you know what? I get it. I mean, I was just saying to you when we were washing dishes how I thought it would be fun to drive one of those giant Class A ones.
Because I was like, I didn't think it would be fun, but I know that you do.
We saw this guy backing it up into a spot, and I was like, that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. I don't need it.
Anyway, so I'm not trying to be judgmental, and I don't mean for it to come off that way, but it's just an observation that I feel like since I've been camping, things have just gotten bigger and just so elaborate. Like, we're like the tiny ones.
We're like the tiny,
and
simple
And we're not
thing.
Small or simple. Like, we have two TVs in this thing.
Yeah.
One we never have ever even turned on. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like it's definitely a little strange. I am always like, if you had the giant fancy rig, why are you not just inside watching TV? That's
a lot of them have like fake fireplaces inside. So like, why not just sit around your fake fireplace?
I mean, we're not, I don't mean to diss a campfire, but when you're on the road for a long time,
it's a lot of smoke.
Yeah, and you know? I don't do well with smoke. Smoke and I think really
that's the big difference is, like, there's a very different mentality to, like, we're going to South Dakota for our 1 week camping vacation.
Right. And
it's,
and you
like,
wanna have campfires.
You're
going to
wring as much camping out of that as you can, even if you're driving a fancy bus, you
right.
know?
That's true.
So, yeah, you're going to have your campfire 24/7 because that's camping to you. But it's like, when you're out for, you know, well over a month and a half at this point, you know, like, it's not camping, it's just living, you know?
Right. And the reality is, living in a smoke-filled haze is not great.
Reminds me of, like, when I used to go to shows every night right. in the 90s, you know?
Well, the last two mornings I've woken up feeling that kind of, like, my eyes puffy and kind of my throat sore, and it does feel like that, like, back in the day when people used to, like, smoke
like when
in
you'd
bars.
Wake up after going to a smoky show.
Yeah. Or it actually was reminding me of Colorado when, you know, there were wildfires not that far from us, and the smoke was a real problem. I mean, campfires are fun, but it is kind of ironic, like, this beautiful valley, and we're all just like, everybody's just like putting tons of smoke and pollutants in the air and like making the air quality not great.
Yeah, it definitely, like, all day today I have just been sniffling like crazy, mm-hmm. and it was walking out tonight and just looking at the blue,
mm-hmm. like, there's a lot of people,
the blue
in this
fog right now, and also, like, a ton of people left today, and a whole bunch of people showed up, so of course it's like day one, like, well, we gotta get our s'mores, and, you know, like I get it, but also, oh man, my nose could use a break from it for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
But otherwise, we barely left today.
I know.
It was great.
And we went swimming, which was nice.
Yeah.
Because it was really hot again. Not as hot as it was at the beginning.
It's funny because it's temperature-wise, it's really not that hot, but the sun is just super intense, and there was not a cloud in the sky today. And it was,
kind of felt like I was melting.
You really needed a sun relief. And we jumped in the pool.
You know, I've been thinking a lot today about how even, like, I consider myself a person who likes to relax and is pretty good at it. I mean, I'll take a nap on the couch any day, right? I'm not one of those people who's like, has to go. But today, because we have set aside this time as kind of like relaxing and rejuvenating and kind of just taking advantage of having some slow days. But I actually found that it was harder than I thought it would be. And it's like, there's, even though I consider myself a person who's pretty good at relaxing, there's still this weird internal struggle. I was thinking, we're just raised to grind, you know, like to just keep going and going and going. And so this morning I found, and yesterday morning too, I found myself kind of waking up with a little bit of like, what do we have to do? What do we have to do? Focusing on what we had to do. And we had to do very little.
Yeah, even less today.
Yeah, even less today. And that can be a weird challenge in some ways. Both days by midpoint, like after lunch, maybe I just needed to eat more.
That is the story of your
when
life.
When I eat more, I do much better.
You should get a tattoo on your forearm
that just says eat more. Yeah, because I am
then
in
you could just
such
look
a better
it.
Mood when I eat just like a ridiculous amount of food. But anyway, so midday, like after lunch both days, I kind of got more into it. And then I was like fully invested in just a slow way of living. But it's interesting to just, when you do slow down so much, you realize how normally you don't. Even when you think you are. Even
when you think
you're being pretty chill, you're not really.
Yeah.
It's a foreign feeling even to those of us who consider themselves pretty chill. So it's like, wow, what a crazy world we live in, that we push ourselves so hard.
Yeah. Well, and
it's
and
not
like,
good. It's not good, people. We got to slow down.
We had to make a real conscious effort.
Yeah.
To be like, you know, I mean, part of the reason we came back to a campsite that we've been to and an area that we've been to is because it was a way of kind of forcing not feeling like we were missing stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, because we can't stop ourselves, I feel like,
you know, like,
from going and trying to find something new.
I don't need to go see Mount Rushmore again.
Right.
You know,
don't need
like
to do
and we spend a good enough time here that it is easier but there still is that inclination.
Well, even today when we were relaxing, and I did fully embrace it, by the end of the day, I was like, yeah, this is awesome. But I was finding myself having an internal struggle in the morning of just like, maybe there is some place we should go and find. Maybe there is something new.
Right.
And in fact, we even went down into the city.
The city.
We went down to the city. The town of like what?
The town of Hill City. I think it's like 800 people. Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, the city. It is called Hill City in my defense. But anyway, we went down to the city and I was just like, what are we doing? Like, I mean, we did need to do a quick internet check.
Do an internet check because we still don't have internet here.
Yeah, we had to make some reservations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just kind of fascinated by this, just this real observation of like, it takes work to slow down.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the case, but it does. We have to like retrain ourselves. Like, I had to kind of talk myself into really fully relaxing today.
Right.
And once I did, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a really good day. It was a really nice day.
It was a really nice day.
You know, and maybe let's do more of that tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good. I'm in.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.